Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes, as always, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you can bring it up. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And then what?
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually take a photograph of themselves holding up some sort of signage that references Free Talk Live or FTL or one of the show personalities. And that proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the woman in the picture is who she says she is, and she listens to the show.
She or her.
So we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live, so check it out. And it's not a beauty contest, by the way. Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com.
Although there are some beautiful women on there.
There are. And women of all ages, shapes, sizes, colors. Check it out, freetalklive.com. Also know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can just go straight to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. I got an update for you, Manwich, for the New London situation here.
I love these updates.
Sent to me.
I got into a conversation with a guy today at a young professional group meeting.
Hmm.
You know, I go to these things often and hear boring speeches and talk to people my age. And this guy happened to be a...
Hey, how do you get to do a speech?
I don't know.
You got to get up there, man. Do a little plugging.
It's one speech per thing, so it's not a little plugging. It's a whole half hour plugging.
That's
either way, I can you know, I can very well easily do it. But anyway, this guy happened to be a lawyer for the local, some kind of conservationist lawyer.
Okay,
you know, and he was talking to my boss, the editor of the magazine that I work for.
Right,
and he mentioned the word Fifth Amendment or term Fifth Amendment, and of course that caught my attention.
Your ears perked up.
So I turned around on them, and, you know, I listened briefly to what they were saying, and it sounded like they were talking about the New London case, and, you know, and he was trying to sound very informed, and, you know, I didn't really know where he was coming from on the New London case. Mm. I have never met anybody who agreed with the government's stance on New London.
Nor have I.
Well, I did today.
Wow.
Yep, and, one of his first things is he was not willing, he's like, the Fifth Amendment doesn't say anything about public use. And I said, oh, yes, it does. And I start patting my pocket, looking for my pocket constitution. He's like, do you have a constitution on you? Like, I'm insane, right?
Yeah, right.
Which I suppose.
Maybe you are.
I'm like, I have it in my briefcase down in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pocket constitution. But believe me, it says public use.
Right.
And so
I believe you.
You know, he was... He wasn't ready to do that. He was the lawyer, remember?
Right.
The lawyer who didn't know what the Fifth Amendment said.
Got it.
And, you know, we went round and round. And I kept it away from ad hominems. I didn't say, hey, you know, your mom should have told you it wasn't nice to point guns at people and force them to do things you want them to do.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't feel like this is a liberty issue. And I'm like, how can you not be a liberty issue? This is these people's homes, and some of them for over 100 years.
What did he have to say to that?
His point was is that it's constitutional law at this point that they can take blight housing. He didn't say blight.
Who cares what the
law
says?
I gave him the term blight housing.
The law's wrong. Laws that are wrong should be disobeyed.
What would you say in the case of crack houses? I mean, you know,
what about them?
If the owner
wants it to be a crack house, then let him have a crack house.
There wouldn't be crack houses if drugs were legal.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
So his point was that it's good for the community. Did he bring up any of that stuff?
Well, obviously that was where he was coming from. He doesn't
mind.
Has
he been to New London? Has he seen any photos of the area? Because we've seen pictures.
Also, he was of the opinion that these people were compensated justly. And I'm like, no, I talked to them on the air, and they said that they got a percentage of their house value from 1996, and the offer hasn't raised since then.
Right.
Would you like the value of your home from 1996 right now? Because I'll give it to you. I'll pay you right now the 1996 value of your home. He's like, well, I haven't heard anything like that.
Oh,
well, shit.
Oh.
Then
you're not paying attention, buddy.
The government wouldn't take these houses from these people if they wanted to pay them, market rate or better than market rate. They wouldn't have to take it.
Mm.
Look, my house is probably worth $350,000. And it's just because of where it's at. It has nothing to do with how nice of a house it is, believe me.
Yeah, we're in a very upscale market for home buying.
I would call it inflated.
Yeah.
But, you know, not as inflated as San Francisco.
Okay.
But either way, if somebody offered me $500,000 for my home, if they want it bad enough, they sure should.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sell it right away.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a check. Give me the check.
Time to go to New Hampshire.
Here's the deed. I'd probably take that $500,000 and buy a few more properties.
Exactly.
But you see, that's the point. It's easier to say, you got to get out, and here's a couple of bucks.
Uh-huh.
That's what governments do.
And this guy was all for it.
Yep.
Amazing.
Well, he
should have had him call in.
I gave him the card.
Yeah.
Well, he's silly, and he believes that the people are getting offered fair market values for their homes, and they're not.
And all he could do when you brought up the fact that they're not was just kind of brush it aside and say he hadn't heard that.
Yep.
Right?
And a value of a home...
Oh, did you ask him how he would feel if he could confirm that information?
Like, I did not.
That'd be a good question. Well, if you could confirm that what I was saying was true, how would you feel about it then?
Well, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. That would have been a great question.
800-259-9231.
I'd like to say that a value of a home is it's subjective. You know, some people would pay, you know, for my $350,000 house, some people would say, that thing is a dump.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to pay you $100,000 for it.
Right.
I don't care where it's located. And other
and
people
then you should
say,
be free to say, no,
yes.
I'm not taking your $100,000.
Some people would say, wow, that house is great. I'd pay you $500,000 for it.
Sold.
And right. Those people, I mean, it's just, value is subjective. And what I say...
Only the marketplace can set the final value.
Right.
Only two individuals coming together, agreeing on a purchase price, will set the value of your home. So, with that, we give you the update.
Those two people, one being an owner.
Yeah. We give you... Right.
And one being a buyer.
The update from New London, Connecticut, where, of course, seven property owners are having their homes and apartment buildings threatened by the government via what they call the New London Development Corporation, which is basically a front group that the government set up about a decade ago in order to steal people's properties via eminent domain. See, what happens is the government takes people's properties, transfers it to the New London Development Corporation, and then the NLDC sells it to the private owners. In this case, the private owners are going to be like the Pfizer Corporation and other big companies, that sort of thing.
Sounds about right.
So what happened earlier this week was the city council came out and said, okay, New London Development Corporation, you have 1 week to remove your top two executives, which is guys by the name of Michael Joplin and David Goebel, who may be related to Herman Goebbels, I'm not sure. Anyway, they have 1 week to either remove the top executives or be dissolved entirely. Seems pretty reasonable.
I like B
as well. But the board members of the NLDC are now defending their top dogs, saying that they're not going to be ousting anybody, and they're getting behind them, and they're going
Great,
to support
goodbye.
Their top dogs. So we'll see what happens here. The board of the NLDC is basically saying, we're not budging.
Good.
What are you going to do about it? And the city council has said, we're going to dismantle you. Will the city council stay true to their word, or will they cave to political pressures? Only time will tell, and of course, we'll bring you the information here on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. So glad the...
I hope they stick to their word and dissolve this horrible corporation.
I hope so as well, but...
The damage is still done, though. The
yeah.
Supreme Court has still ruled that it's okay for municipalities to take people's property for the benefit of other private corporations or individuals.
So what do we got coming up, Manwich, on the way here? I know you got a bunch of good stuff tonight.
Well, I have an email that I'd like to read.
Oh, what about?
Well, it's about the... Do you remember how we were talking about the other night? We were talking about rape and I was disputing whether rape is actually a domination crime versus a sex crime.
One of our listeners suggested that it was about a male dominating a female.
Right, and I believe that is the current, what people believe. You know, I can't even figure out what the term is for that. But I'm
common
just saying... Common thought, yeah, something like that. I'm not so sure.
Okay.
And
I'm not saying every time. The email has something to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to come back talk about rape. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is your show, 800-259-9231. You can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Anything goes, 800-259-9231. From the political to the personal and to everything in between. And even outside of that, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. The last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So go get them. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then we'll just send you the archives automatically. You don't even have to put any effort in after that. So, freetalklive.com.
We do everything but listen to them for you.
All right. Manwich, you had an email that you wanted to get to.
I do. It's from...
You can email the show, by the way, at ftl@freetalklive.com.
It's commenting on the comment that I made that I didn't think that sex, although it's a common belief that, you know, sex is a domination type crime.
Not sex.
Excuse me, rape. Excuse
There's a big difference
yes,
there.
Yes, there is. I'm reading the email and he's saying the word sex.
Now. Okay.
That rape is a crime about domination and power. It's not, in fact, necessarily sexually motivated. That's just the form it takes.
Hmm.
And I don't think that that's always the case.
Okay.
I think that some rapes are about sex.
I think that it's about both, personally. I think it's a combo.
I'm of the opinion that...
Because if it was just about sex, then nobody, you know, then nobody would dominate someone else. I think it's about sex and domination.
There you go.
I think that's what turns on the person, is the domination portion. That's what gets them going. But that's how I feel.
Let me read the email.
Okay.
I have to comment, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, and he wasn't, or she wasn't. I'm not sure Sherlock is a male or female gendered name. On your statement about how rape can be more sexually motivated than many experts believe, which I feel that's nice. He's
mm-hmm.
really said what I said. If you believe the man is seeking sex from the female victim, then of course your point of view makes sense. But you're basing that on just an assumption. The man is after sex, so of course the attack is sexually motivated. And what better method to exert dominance because of perception, which you guys spoke of, sex is the most effective way to do this. So you argued, why aren't more men raped in the street when men are looking for dominance? I think it comes down to easy execution. It would be difficult to get a man into a position where he can be raped. It would be, it's just a matter of if it's physically possible to pin down the victim, which I think you could use a gun. I think that many women are probably raped with guns, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could rape a guy with a gun.
Possibly. But
possibly.
Even so, I
think
I mean,
a guy's more likely to take a bullet in the head than get raped, though.
I don't know about that. I mean, it would depend on how many guys are doing the raping. If it was a gang rape, then I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
And I think that it's a good factor as well because, I mean, in general, men are stronger than women.
Sure.
Men are built bigger than women, and so it'd be more difficult physically to rape a man than it would a woman, I guess.
A factor, but certainly not exclusive.
I don't think it's the deciding factor.
Right.
No.
But that's not to say men are never the target. The substitute for this anger and this level of dominance that a person needs to exert on the population, regardless of gender, manifests against men in bar fights, street slobber knockers, never heard that term before, and road rage. If you're going to attack a man, the more physical gender of the species, you got to do it quick and hard. You can't accomplish this with rape. Good show, by the way. It takes cojones to show for a show to question the morality of sexual assault and the age of consent.
Indeed.
Now, the point I'd like to make on this is...
thank you, Sherlock.
Thank you, Sherlock, yes. The point I'd like to make on this is that when they chemically castrate guys who have had more than one sex crime, usually, I think California does this and several states do this, then the incidence of rape on these guys is almost nil. They have no sex drive. They're not dominating.
Yeah, what are you going to do if you can't stick it in?
All I'm saying is...
Then you might as well just go beat somebody up.
If they legalize prostitution... I think the incidences of rape would go down.
I think that's legitimate. Absolutely.
I believe that, you know, that's just my belief. And it's just a argument for legalizing prostitution. I don't really care whether sex is, you know, domination-based or whether it's sex-based. I think rape is domination-based or sex-based. It's wrong.
Well, by the way, if we legalized prostitution, then there would be a variety, just like there's a variety of porn out there, there'd be a variety of prostitute services out there. So if you wanted to, you could go out. If you are into domination, you'd be able to get a dominatrix chick or somebody who you could dominate.
Right.
And there would be a certain level. You'd agree on it in advance. You'd write out there'd be a contract that she had saying, okay, well, here's what you can do. You know, you can slap me, you can, punch me here, but you can't punch me here, and you can't punch me this hard. You can't, you know, there'd be all sorts of different layers of agreement there as far as what you could and couldn't do. And if you violated that agreement, then you could get in some trouble.
And the gorilla that's in the next room would come and pound the crap out of you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that even if prostitution were legalized, even those freak guys that want to beat on women and dominate women would probably find... the women that want that sort of behavior. I was actually talking to one of our listeners, instant messaged me, and somehow the conversation got off onto, you know, a sexual nature. And she was telling me that her current husband doesn't take care of her needs at all. Like, they don't even have sex anymore. It's like a once every 4 months kind of a thing. And she's really into that sick stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, she's into... being dominated and being slapped around, and I mean, it kind of disturbed me what she told me that she liked, And, I mean, we're talking about clawing and scratching and,
marks.
And, you know, a bit of beating going on there. And it certainly made me feel uncomfortable to just read about it. But this was what turned her on. This was her thing. So if we allow prostitution, a woman like her could go out and, you know, post her profile on the internet at iliketohit.com or whatever. And meet up with
beatmeup.com.
Beatmeup.com and meet up with a guy that really wants to beat up a lady.
Beatmeup.com.
I think it's twisted. I think it's wrong to hit other people. But if you're volunteering, you know, if I say, Manwich, I consent to you hitting me in the face, which I'm not saying, but I should be free. I should be free to allow someone to beat me up, shouldn't I?
I wish you were free to say that. at beatmeup.com, the only thing on the website is life is ponderful.
Weird.
It's very strange.
All right, so Sherlock, again, thanks for the email. Here's another email. This one from Sandy. She says, recently I was walking to lunch on a large state university campus. The path to the food pavilion required me to walk through a covered, partially enclosed walkway. On this afternoon, someone was using a compact megaphone to push whatever cause he was supporting. As I rounded a big column...
I'm a college student, I don't take a bath, and I really care about this political issue.
As I rounded a big column onto the walkway, he pointed the megaphone directly at my ear and began yelling. This hurt a lot because... he was only about a foot away from me, and his megaphone was even closer. I don't believe he was being malicious, but he was using a megaphone in a small enough place that he didn't need one, and he didn't have to really do that to be heard. At the time, I did nothing but walk away and inform the building's reception desk about the incident. Later, during my lunch, my ear was still hurting from this incident, and I wished I'd jammed the megaphone back into this guy's face. I probably would have gotten in trouble with campus security, but I think it would have been worth it.
I think that what the guy did, to some extent, is violence.
I'm curious if y'all think jamming the megaphone back at him would have been a justified response. I think that he used force on you. He amplified sound waves, and it was loud enough to hurt your ear. I think it absolutely, out of shock, out of pure being hurt in that instant, you absolutely could have lashed out and hit this douchebag.
But now let's think about it here. It's accidental. Like, the guy didn't intend to hurt her ear. It's kind of like me pointing at your face like this and accidentally poking you in the eye when I do it.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't suffer consequences.
I'm not saying I should either.
All right.
I'm just saying it is an accident, and people are usually more forgiving of accidents than something that's done on purpose.
Indeed, and she didn't jack it back in his face like she wanted to. 800-259-9231. What would you do if somebody screamed at you with a megaphone from about a foot away from your ear? 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll talk about chemical castration with Mike.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Nothing like the power and exhilaration of a two-cycle dirt bike, but repairs can be costly and time-consuming. Introducing Protecta synthetic two-cycle oil for top performance and ultimate protection. Protecta reduces piston failure, less plug fouling, outstanding heat control, and low smoke. So when it comes to real performance, get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today. Did you know that many of the major oil companies have reduced detergents and gasoline as much as 50% since 1996? Car manufacturers are calling for better quality fuel as performance is being robbed in as little as 5,000 miles. There is an immediate solution. Try Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. That restores new car performance and improves mileage in one tank full. Start putting some of the money back into your pocket. Get more when you treat it right with Protecta from SFR. Available today.
For a store near you, go to sfrcorp.com. Or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Updates are there for you. If you want to be clued in to the latest news about Free Talk Live, you'll get it in your email box if you're on the updates list. So sign up. It's free, like everything else at freetalklive.com. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Get together and celebrate all your summer occasions with great savings on grower specials from 1-800-Flowers.com. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL, that's FTL for Free Talk Live, at checkout and save 10%, good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in, 1-800-Flowers.com. It's your florist of choice.
Yes, it is. 800-259-9231 is our number. And you can talk about anything. One of the rules on Free Talk Live, and there aren't very many of them. I mean, this really is a show that is without very many rules. I mean, there's the one call a night rule. That's one of them. The other rule is, if you're a lady, you come first. So, Mike, you're going to have to be patient while we go to Sandy in Ohio. Sandy, you're on Free Talk Live, which is not the Sandy from the last email. Sandy, you're on with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good. Doing great. What's up?
Well, I just started listening to your show not too long ago, within the last week.
Excellent. How did you find us?
I just did a search. I needed a little bit of more of kind of liberty talk, and I was tired of hearing the rest of the kind of rhetoric.
Right.
So I was just doing a search, and I found you. So.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you're out there, Sandy. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's interesting because listening to you guys kind of go back and forth with the debate on rape and dominance and prostitution, and it just is so tied in together. And I've done a lot of research on rape, sexuality, that type of thing, and actually have, and I'm reluctant to say why I know all these things, but I actually...
Well, because you've done a lot of research.
Well, yeah, but it's part of how I work. I work in the sex field.
Oh, you're a prostitute.
Yes.
Awesome. I love it when prostitutes call this show. We've only had it happen like twice in the last 3 years. Okay, tell us what you think, Sandy, because you've got expertise.
Yes,
that's
thank
awesome.
You. And there's such a cloud over it. It's so sad that the majority of the guys, I'd say...
Wait, there's a cloud over your industry, you mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's such a twisted kind of schizophrenic society where we're so sexualized, but yet so puritanical with what we're actually allowed to do.
You're right.
By it's law.
The Puritanism represses the sexuality, and then the way that sexuality manifests itself after the repression can be dangerous and destructive.
And destructive, deviant. It starts to go into the lack of feeling of power, you know, inside, so it's expressed in only, which can be only negative and criminal ways because it's by law criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were legalized, not only would you have a drop in rape because some of these guys don't know how to express their dominance, and because if they're allowed to express their dominance and being taught how to do it in a way so as it doesn't really hurt anyone,
mm-hmm.
which they can be, And plus some of the deviant behavior that you actually see on the fringe, which is not normal. A normal man does not have, you know, they have certain fantasies, but to actually act them out, those actually with a therapist, if they weren't clouded in being a criminal, they could be easily expressed in a healthy way. And we're talking about whether it's pedophilia, whether it's, S&M that actually, starts to express itself in, let's say, rape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These things can be dealt with in a healthy way.
If we weren't trying to suppress them, if we weren't trying to shut them down with the law.
Right. And because they have no direction with that type of almost rage that starts to happen because they're not allowed to express these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're considered criminal and deviant. So you start to have an inward hatred of what really is if it were worked out, can be something that can be expressed in a healthy way. And I think that, you guys' comment about if prostitution was legalized, these things could be dealt with and rape would be down big time. And I have to say that it just is logical.
Awesome.
That dominance does not, or the rape is not just a dominant thing. It is a sexual thing.
You have been vindicated, Manwich.
That's an expert opinion.
By somebody who has experience. Now, I want to kind of shift the conversation, Sandy, because it's rare that we have somebody of your expertise, somebody who is in the industry that you're in.
Oh, dear God, what's going
to
happen now?
It's fascinating. Your business is fascinating. I love to talk about it. I think it's I love underground stuff. I love learning about this. So could you bear with a few questions?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
How long have you been a prostitute?
I've been a prostitute off and on for about 7 years.
Okay.
Do you have a pimp?
No.
How does one get to be a pimp? I mean, pimping is... I can't imagine what the heck this is. How do you get women to have sex with people and then give you and do it for money and then give the money to you? I can't imagine how that business plan works.
Well, when it comes to like the escort services, there's quite a few that are up and up that the woman is actually protected through the escort service.
Mm-hmm.
Because they screen the calls, they know the customers. They know who they're dealing with.
They're finding the clients for the girls,
basically.
They're
finding the clients for the girls.
The girls just have to go perform the act at that point.
Right, but then that person is protected through the escort service because...
Do you have your own protection?
Do I have my own protection? Yes, absolutely.
How does that work with you? Are you an in-call or out-call? What's your deal?
I'm an out-call right now.
Now, that means you go to guys' houses, correct? You go to where they are, correct?
Right. And since, I personally, when I screen who I'm speaking with, if they really want something that's a little bit, that is not who I am, then, you really instinctively know who you're talking to. And if once you go there, they know that you have security. If you're with an escort service, which I have worked through, they know the escort service knows exactly where you're at. You call when you get there. You call when you're done. They make sure you're okay. They make sure that you're paid. Because there's such an assumption that, people think that the person is automatically going to be a bad guy. And I have to tell you that the people that I have met are just your average guys, some of them phenomenal.
Yeah.
Some of them, and so they're just like the average public, you have you have the average guy coming in, and there's so many reasons why they use the service.
Right.
And so many of those reasons could be remedied if it wasn't illegal.
Can you give me an example? What do you mean by that? When you say it could be remedied.
It could be remedied because whether it's feelings of sexual inadequacies, I go above my realm of expertise when I try to help them kind of get out of their mind and out of the self-loathing.
You're a prostitute that actually cares about her clients. That is so awesome.
Oh, my God, yes. And you know what? There's more than you can imagine.
These guys need some help, don't they, Sandy?
They do.
Can you hang on, Sandy? I got more questions for you. Okay, and if you want to ask a prostitute, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, there's somebody out there that has always wanted to ask a prostitute some questions. I think Sandy will take your questions because she wants to help people.
And there's a whole new radio show in this.
Yes, 800-259-9231. This is what Free Talk Live was made for. Take control of the show.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And, man, we're
join us online, freetalklive.com, live streaming there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. We're in the midst of Ask a Prostitute. It is not very often. And how many other radio shows really have prostitutes call in and talk to them? It is not very often that it even happens on Free Talk Live. It has happened maybe once or twice before in the past, and I just find it so interesting. I find underground business, underground industries like prostitution, drugs, that sort of thing, I find them fascinating as far as how they work, you know, because people don't know this stuff. Everybody knows that, you know, Burger King gets burgers, you know, they get their patties and they bring them in on trucks and they put them in the kitchen and they put the burgers together and it comes out off the, you know, the front of the counter. You don't know how prostitution works. You hear things. You hear things through cops and through news reports, and it's all usually negative. But actually, we have Sandy on the line with us, Sandy from Ohio. And Sandy, is that your real name? Sandy, you're on back on with Ian Emanuich on Free Talk Live. Sandy in Ohio. Please don't tell me you left. Oh.
You lost her, man.
Oh, no. Oh, man. We were going to let you call in and even ask Sandy questions. She's on the guest line now. Sandy? Okay. Maybe she's not there. Well, we'll see if we can get her worked out. If you get her on...
Your technical difficulties.
Anyway, what happened is Sandy called in. She was telling us about her industry. She's basically saying that a lot of the guys that she deals with are pretty much just regular dudes.
I can't see why they wouldn't be.
Right. She says they're no more likely to be violent than anybody else, necessarily. And I think what it's important to point out, and I'm sure Sandy would be able to back me up on this, because from what I've read, about 15% at the most of the prostitution industry is street level. Now, Sandy's an outcall girl, as she described herself. That means that, man, once you make a phone call, and it probably goes to her cell phone or her beeper or something like that, and she'll call you back, and you tell her you're at home, and she comes to your house, walks in, and does her thing, and you pay her, and she's done. That's an outcall girl. She's never on the street level, okay? Mm-hmm. Street whores are usually addicted to crack cocaine or something like that, and they walk the streets and they have a pimp that beats them. And if we would legalize
the prostitution, probably their drug dealer too, right?
The pimps are probably their drug dealers, probably pay them with crack as opposed to money. If we would legalize prostitution and legalize drugs, there would be no more street whores. And that's the big objection to prostitution. As far as around here, we've got some busybody people in the Tampa Bay area that want to clean up the streets. Look at these prostitutes walking up and down U.S. 41 here in South Florida. We need to clean these streets up. We need to crack down on prostitution. Well, that doesn't do anything. That just puts people in jail.
I think that some people are concerned that, I think that a lot of women are concerned that their husbands will then begin frequenting legal hookers. Which
the husbands are already frequenting the hookers illegally.
And the hookers are diseased, or more likely to be.
Sandy is back from Ohio. Sandy, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hey, sorry about that. There's a storm in my area, so.
Understood. We're glad you came back.
Yeah.
Fascinating industry. I was just talking about how a minority percentage of prostitutes are actually streetwalkers. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like 75 to 80%, if not more, of the industry is outcall girls, in-call
mm-hmm.
girls,
right.
That sort of thing.
Right.
Now, you're an outcall girl.
Yes.
You started 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You said you've been prostituting off and on.
Mm-hmm.
You're 34 years old currently.
Mm-hmm.
So you started when you were about 27.
Right.
What got you started?
I'm educated in massage therapy, naturopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, and I'd say sexology has always been an interest of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think because of my education in touch and how it was taught to me, it was taught in such an open way. It was a clinical way, but it was an open way. And so it started to evolve that, you know, it seems so sad that I was almost supposed to shame, to a certain degree, the men or women in a way, if they were starting to be aroused or have feelings and that type of thing. And to me, any time you do that, that is so sad and
yeah.
almost perpetuating whatever it is going on with them in
a negative
perpetuates
way. It perpetuates that Puritan repressiveness.
Right. And so, you know, the field, I was in Phoenix, and the field was large. I had a lot of friends. There's a lot of camaraderie in massage therapy and a lot of kind of transition over into prostitution.
Interesting.
And so, to me, those people could teach the people who, seriously, who think that they're just doing it for money when they start to really care about what goes on with their clients. The people that have a little bit more of a conscience could bring up that type of venue where it really should be brought up to a point where people can deal with their sexual issues in an open forum and learn how to kind of work them out and not repress them and feel even worse. Because when somebody comes to me and they're married, they think even that they're coming to me just because they want to have sex.
Mm.
When it's never just about that, ever.
What is it about?
It's about the fact that they feel kind of powerless in their own sexual relationship. They've lost interest. They get bored. They don't know how to create the fire again. They don't know how to interest their partner anymore. There's so many reasons why they go to a prostitute and not just to get off.
Do you think a lot of other women in the industry feel the way that you do, that actually care about their clients, or
yeah.
a lot more of the women just cold?
I think it's sad because I think it does. The women that I've talked to and men, they start to shut down because they're never allowed. You're never allowed to bring it in an open forum, so it brings the light on it that it should.
Sandy, the prostitute, can you hold on again?
Yeah.
I really want to keep you on the line here.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We got time to slip in. I know Jamie Togisto's on the line with a question for Sandy, so we're going to try and get him on your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Don't bother calling because we got at least two calls on hold, and that's more than enough for this final segment. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, if you like the idea of spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, you can help us do it for as little as $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. We keep giving you all the archives and all the stuff for free online at freetalklive.com. But if you want to help us out, it makes a big difference. amp.freetalklive.com. With that, we go back to the phones and back to the fun to Sandy. Sandy, the prostitute. You're back on Free Talk Live, calling from Ohio. You're on with Ian and Manwich. You there?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Now, we're running out of time, Sandy,
okay.
But we got guys on the line with questions for you.
Okay.
And you have been such a good sport. I want to thank you for calling
in tonight.
Absolutely,
no problem.
Because you really, you make prostitution seem like it could be a good thing, I think. And I think it'd be a fantastic thing if it was legalized, because then you wouldn't have to worry about getting caught by the cops.
Absolutely.
And you're actually helping guys. You actually care about your clientele. And I would love to have you. I could spend an hour with you, and I just know people would be rapt with attention because people just don't understand this business. It really is the oldest business known to man, pretty much.
Right.
And they just don't get it. So I'm going to go to the phones. We're going to burn through some questions here. Jamie Togisso in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich and Sandy.
Hey, Sandy?
Yes.
I was wanting to know what's your regular rate and
Thanks for the call, Jamie. That's all we have time for. Rates, Sandy. What are rates?
Well, actually, you know what they go by? The average city goes by whatever you would pay a lawyer.
Is that right?
So if you, if the average city, wherever you are, if it's $150 that you pay a lawyer an hour on the average, that's what it's at. If it's $200, that's what it's at.
Is it an hour minimum? So if you only take 15 minutes and you have to go and that's it?
Yeah, you pay for the hour.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's go to Joe in Boston. Joe in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich and Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing? I hope you're come back on again because I'm the blind fellow that called the other night and talked about sex with the kids and having trouble. And Ian mentioned this, and Ian, we can discuss this. People really don't understand. Some people, like me, need love. We were never allowed to even talk about sex or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're blind, Joe. I mean, it's got to be tough to get out on the dating scene. Quick for the question, Joe.
Good question. What's your take with these kids having sex and trying to put in jail, getting interested in older or younger people? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think as long as they know what they're doing, it's up to them.
You're talking about the age of consent, Joe?
Yes.
Thanks for the call. Sandy, age of consent.
Age of consent, it is tricky because I've met many women that I wouldn't think that they should have consent just because even when they're in their 20s, it seems that they don't have their head together.
Mm.
But you can't do that. There's no way to be able to go, you're 15, you should be able to do all these things. Age of consent, there's just no way.
Should we get rid of the age of consent?
What's that?
Should we get rid of the age of consent?
Absolutely.
I'm with you, Sandy.
Absolutely.
And I got to say that,
especially
again,
since it really criminalizes men and boys very quickly.
Right. Now, Sandy,
I'm not so sure I agree with that, but that's beside the point. What are your percentage of clients that are married?
I'd say it's about 65.
Wow.
Are they all males?
What's that?
Are they all males?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you ever work with other girls?
No.
Okay.
Right. Hey, Sandy?
Yes.
Now, have you listened to Free Talk Live before?
I have.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We want you to stick around and keep listening. In fact, is it possible? Now, if you want, you can send us your picture,
mm-hmm.
your Shrine of Female Listeners picture, and if you want, I'll blur out your face or something like that if you don't feel comfortable. Would it be possible to get you on the Shrine?
Yes, absolutely.
Check it out at freetalklive.com, and then you have to take a picture with a reference to Free Talk Live in it. You've seen it before, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool, because we really want to get you on the Shrine of Female Listeners. Thank you so much for being such a good sport tonight, and we want to hear from you again in the future.
Oh, absolutely, you will.
Thanks, Danny. We got to go. See you at freetalklive.com. Bye.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.